Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, April 16th. A traffic note off the top, Highway 21 has reopened near Tiverton after a two-vehicle collision this morning. The OPP say there were minor injuries for those involved. It's federal budget day. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government will fully unveil its annual spending plan at 4 this afternoon, but many of the key promises have already been made public. The government's been making announcements over the last few weeks, with $38 billion in spending on new programs. Reports say there will be a tax increase for the wealthiest Canadians in today's budget. Owen Sound is recognizing this year's Arts, Culture, and Volunteer Award winners. Individuals and organizations were honored during an event at the Tom Thompson Art Gallery Sunday. Mark Perry was named the city's Volunteer of the Year, Sandy Stevenson the Senior of the Year, and Jacob Corston was recognized with the Emerging Artist Award. Ian Boddy is the mayor of Owen Sound.
That was the first year that we honored our volunteers with the Arts and Culture Awards, so it worked really well having everybody together.
A few other individuals and groups were recognized as well. You can find the full list at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. The Kincardine Hospital is getting a new mammography machine. South Bruce Gray Health Center President and CEO Nancy Shaw says it was funded by the Kincardine and Community Healthcare Foundations. The new machine will be operational next month.
Technology advances as the years go by, so this new machine will have advanced technology which will help detect earlier concerns and certainly provide the potential for earlier diagnosis.
Main Street Meaford is restructuring. A call's out for more people to sit on the board and help shape the direction of the downtown revitalization organization. Robert Voigt is Meaford's Director of Development Services.
The intent is that this is completely citizen run, and at any time if they feel that they don't need that direct sort of in-house assistance from staff, that board can at that time change their bylaws.
The new Main Street Meaford Volunteer Board will need to create and present the budget for council to approve. And the United Way of Bruce Gray was able to give out $200,000 in grants this year. Executive Director Francesca Dobbin says they focused on children's groups and organizations tackling poverty and community safety.
It's just a total joy to be able to come back to these organizations and say, you know what, we've got your back. We're going to keep this program going. What you're doing is really having an impact as well, and we totally support what you're doing.
It's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a bounce at the open this morning. Futures contracts up in pre-market trading. After yesterday's sell-off, the Dow fell 248 points to 37,735. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both down more than 1%, while the TSX was off 159 points to 21,740. Bitcoin trading little change this morning at around 62,900 US. The price of oil is slightly lower, half a percentage point at 85 per barrel, while gold is trading up a quarter point to 2,388 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 72.57 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead with the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Connor McDavid became only the fourth player to record 100 assists in a season, joining Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and Bobby Orr. Pretty good company. Rangers defeated Ottawa and finished number one overall. The Islanders clinched. Three teams still have a chance at the final wild card in the East. Washington's in if they defeat Philly tonight. If Washington doesn't win, Detroit will have a chance to get that final spot there in Montreal. If the Leafs beat Florida in regulation time tonight, they'll play the Panthers in round one. Jays have won three in a row for the first time this season after a 3-1 win against the Yankees. Chris Bassett was great. The NBA play-in tournament starts tonight, and Caitlin Clark went number one overall to Indiana in the WNBA draft. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Owen Sound attack forward Cervak Petrovsky will be playing for Slovakia at the 2024 IIHF Men's World Hockey Championship. And the deadline to get tickets for next month's Owen Sound Sports Hall of Fame induction dinner has been extended until April 22nd. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's up next. Sunny today and a high of 12, then clear sky tonight with a low of 3. Tomorrow, periods of rain beginning in the morning and a high of 9. And Thursday, cloudy, chance of some showers and a high of 14.